Texans have been turning to Neil Sperry for gardening advice since 1970. You can call him now at 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. It's our second hour for this Sunday morning, and we are pleased to have you tuned to WBAP. What a great station, and boy, we have this signal heard just all over the great state of Texas. This is cool, and I appreciate very much the opportunity to be here. Hope you'll stay with us. All right, and we are going right now, as my monitor did something funky right then, to Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist with the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Lots of great things going on at the Botanic Garden this time of year. Tell us about them.
Well, for one thing, we have pink evening primrose blooming in the garden now. We have this in several spaces, spots. This is a native wildflower, a perennial, that grows about 1 to 2 feet tall and spreads to form a colony. The flowers consist of four petals, dark pink to white, that open in the morning and close in the evening. This is a perennial that is hardy and drought tolerant. It's growing in the cottage garden in front of the Rock Spring building, as well as in the swales between the Brit and Garden Center parking lot. So this was one of Lady Bird Johnson's favorite flowers, if not her favorite wildflower.
And she was quite fond of all wildflowers, so that really says a great deal. Founded the National Wildflower Center, in fact. I might add that if you are ever tempted to bring this into a landscape, do so very carefully,
yes,
because it is invasive and it will get into your lawn, and it's especially difficult. Steve, I had it in a tam juniper bed. Oh, my heavens. I about prickled my hands trying to get that stuff out of there. And you know what finally worked was a roll type of mulch that I could put out, just a weed block fabric. And that thank heavens for that. But it is so pretty. Folks, this is the pink evening primrose you see along the highways right now, and it's just beautiful. Red Hot Poker is a plant that a lot of people don't know. They see it, they recognize it, don't know it by name. And go for it. Tell us about that one.
Well, it's a very interesting-looking plant. It is native to South Africa. It is a perennial, and it grows about 3 feet tall and has showy flower spikes that can reach 4 feet tall. The leaves are narrow and grass-like. The spiky flower itself looks like a poker or a torch. The upper part of that poker is a fluorescent orange. The lower part is yellow. It's quite a standout in the landscape. It combines well with yellows, oranges, and I think even blues or purples. It does well in full sun.
All right, that's Niphofia. It had a different genus name for a long time, K-N-I-P-H-O-F-I-A, Uvaria. Uh-huh. And so there you are, Red Hot Poker, a very pretty plant. And then when would you suggest we come see the Rose Garden?
Right now, this is the best month to visit the Rose Garden. With this cool weather, the roses are just in peak performance. They're looking beautiful. It's our signature garden at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. It's on the National Register of Historic Places. On the ramp, we have all the knockout varieties growing and blooming. We have garden. So it's just an absolutely beautiful garden to visit, and of course many people do enjoy coming during the month of May.
Yeah, it is a beautiful time. What a great afternoon to go. Now, how do we find the Sunken Rose Garden? You say it's the historic. It was the first?
Well, it's on the National Register of Historic Places.
Was it the first garden built in the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
Well, I would say yes. The Rock Springs woods were developed, the pools and the lagoons and the waterfalls, okay. And then the Rose Garden really was pretty much the first major garden developed, yes.
WPA people put that together.
Yes.
So it's 70, 80 years ago now, isn't it? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
How do they find that particular garden, Steve?
The best way is to come in the old entrance, which is closed today because of Mayfest. But come in the main entrance and just work your way south, and you can park in that area of the garden and just enjoy the Rose Garden.
Oh, I'll bet. That's fun. And come out tomorrow if you can't make it today. Fort Worth Botanic Garden is open 7 days a week. Hello there. I'll learn to talk. All right. How do they find you in general terms, Steve?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. And so that's a couple miles west of downtown Fort Worth on I-30. And you're right adjacent to Casa Manana. Everybody knows where that is. And you're just behind all those beautiful big trees. How do they find you on the Internet?
That's fwbg.org.
All right. And then if they want to find you on the telephone for a 24-hour information number?
That number is 817-871-7686.
And folks, I'm going to add one other got-to-do thing to your trip when you go to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. You just simply must go down into the Japanese garden, because it is just beautiful this time of year with the maples at their full color, even in May. That color doesn't hang around as long some years as it is this year because of the cool weather. It's a pretty garden you have there, sir. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right. Steve Huddleston, Senior Horticulturist, Fort Worth Botanic Garden. His report every Sunday morning, sponsored today by Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, your best resource for everything aquatic. They work with water, water gardens, koi ponds, swimming pools, water wells, and lake fountains. Look in your backyard. Is the pool in great shape and a joy to look at? If it isn't, go to Dixon Brothers with a pool water sample. They will analyze it and make it easy to get your pool back to a sparklingly beautiful blue. Dixon Brothers has great deals on their pool chemicals. Pool Life's professional strength maintenance products are the best value in the Metroplex. They're available at Dixon Brothers. If you're not sure which water feature you want to add to your landscape this year, it's easy at Dixon Brothers. Visit the showroom in Mesquite. See firsthand, not virtual, the water features you can enjoy at your home. Call Dixon Brothers for a service tech to make your equipment woes go away. They're licensed, they're experienced, and they'll do a great job for a great price. Dixon Brothers, the authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. They are really good. Our grandson Joseph and I went to Dixon Brothers 2 weeks ago to get some supplies, and he loved that place. I do too. You will too. 204 North Galloway, totally worth the drive from anywhere in the Metroplex. That's one block north of historic downtown Mesquite. 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, open 6 days a week. Closed on Sundays. 972-288-7537. DICKSON. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. Donna in Euless, you have finally made it to the air. Lady, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. How can I help
you? Taking my call.
Sure.
Oh, well, I have a ton of water bugs that are coming into my house. My husband has sprayed outside. He's sprayed inside with Ortho. And I just don't know how I have so many, and how are they getting into the house? And how do I get rid of them?
Well, it is a difficult thing, and it's you know, it would be easy to feel embarrassed by it because they are just gross. We live in the country.
And huge.
Yeah, they're huge, and they, you know, you see them in the middle of the night, and oh my gosh! And for everyone you see, there are 10 that you don't. I will tell you two or three things, and we had an outbreak of them about 15 years ago. Insects tend to crescendo. They'll have a big year. You'll have a big grasshopper year, and then you don't hear much about them for a while, and then here come grasshoppers again, or army worms, or water bugs, and the giant roaches, the other, you know, whatever you call them. And so, with a little luck, if you can get them under control now, you won't see them badly again for a long time, if ever. I tried home remedies, and I couldn't get rid of them. I could get rid of almost any other insect pest with home remedies, but I couldn't with those. And that was definitely when I had a professional exterminator treat our house, and that's when we began that service. And I really would recommend that very, very highly to you, because it will get the job done. They're very good, and they know what to do and where to do it. There are a lot of places that you and I don't think about that they get in. They come in around pipes. They come in, and if they can get their head under a door casing, they're in, and just all kinds of places. And then they also know what to do outside, and they will have traps out there to monitor. It's just, you know, I remember once moving something on my driveway, and it was a chimney pot, of all things, just a square chimney pot. It went on the top of an old chimney, an antique thing, and it had been sitting there for a few weeks, and when I moved it, 30 of them ran out of it, out in the driveway. This has nothing to do with being a clean or dirty house, because that's driveway, for heaven's sakes, but there they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that they were going to head right to the house if I didn't do something. I really most highly would recommend a certified pest control applicator. We have a wonderful sponsor that could help you. I'm not in the habit of giving out my sponsor's names on the air in answer, but I'll put you on hold, and Charlie can tell you how to find it if he doesn't have it right at hand. He's supposed to. I'm not in the same room with him, but I can get that word to him during the next next break, and be more than happy to help you that way. But they're awful. And in fact, I'll tell you what, that sponsor has an ad in this next break, a recorded ad.
Okay.
So you'll be able to get their number and everything else. But
thank you.
I would contact them and let
so
them
much.
Know. You betcha. All right. Mary in Maybrook, Maybank, I imagine. I see you there, and we will get to you next. You'll be right after this this break. I may have laid all my ad copy over. Let me see. See how what I've done with my life here. Here it is right here. The ad begins, and I can do this one pretty much blindfolded with my magazine and with the four posters that we've had on the air now for a few weeks. This is either the last week or the next to the last week for this offer. It will not be extended. Even though it is still highly successful, I have something else I want to do. And this is all four of our highly informative posters. This is the deal that you want. If you want the posters, you need this deal, and it's wrapping up right now. The posters are all 15 by 30 inches on heavy cardstock. They're in full color. They're lovely posters. You could hang them anywhere and be proud to have them in your house. They look that good, designed by graphic design artists. I did all the editorial on them with some help from a couple of horticulturists, Jimmy Turner and also a Bob Brackman, where I needed that help. But here is what they are. 100 best landscape plants for Texas. That is the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers for the great state of Texas, where they grow, how tall, how wide, what growth form they have. Do they have spring or fall color? Do they have fruit? Do they, in the case of shrubs, need shade? Do they have special soil needs, etc.? 120 best annual flowers. Another big full color chart that tells you not only what color they come in, but when they bloom, what month, so you can plan your garden accordingly. 120 best perennials, same sets of parameters, and crepe myrtles, all the known varieties. You get all four of these posters that normally would be $10 each and $2 postage each. That would be $48. You also get a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, which normally would be $23.95, written by the finest garden authorities in Texas, specifically for Texas landscapes and gardens. All of that added together, $71.95. No, you pay $34 and $3 postage. And satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Call before we cancel this offer. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. If it's busy, call right back. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW.
Spring is a time you need to watch for foundation problems. You need to call the best in the business. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and my call was to Advanced Foundation Repair. They're leaders in their industry. The home inspection is thorough and it's free. Their repairs, if needed, are guaranteed for the lifetime of your house, transferable owner to owner. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. Online, foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Baylor's newest medical center is now open, been open 10 months, almost exactly 10 months. Their roots are deep and their commitment is strong, 10 months tomorrow. Their dedication to providing safe, quality, compassionate care at Baylor McKinney continues into growing communities like my hometown, McKinney, Texas. Baylor McKinney is a 469,000 square foot full service facility. That's 10 acres of floor space. It offers access to medical and surgical services, McKinney's first level 3 neonatal intensive care unit with private suites. In fact, all of their guest suites are private. As McKinney grows and the surrounding areas grow, so will the hospital. Baylor McKinney will have a potential capacity of 400 beds. A medical office building is adjacent to the hospital. Baylor McKinney at the northwest corner of Lake Forest and Highway 380 in McKinney. It's as beautiful outside as it is inside. My wife serves on the board of Baylor McKinney, and she loves it, and she comes home and tells the glowing stories of the great things that happen at Baylor McKinney. For a virtual tour or for more information, go to baylorhealth.com/McKinney or call 469-764-2246. That's baylorhealth.com/McKinney. It's Baylor Medical Center at McKinney.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.
That's who I was talking about. Right there they are. Also, Arborological Services, the experts at your trees, deserve the people who work on my trees, the only people who will ever touch my trees. More than 10, in fact, I think they have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. College degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters, two of their people, have been selected as arborists of the year for the great state of Texas. There's not a soul around, a company around, that will give you better tree service than Arborological Services. Now, they do complete tree maintenance programs. They do all the fertilizing and any pruning that might be needed, cabling and bracing, insect and disease control, consultation. They can do lightning prevention, also damage assessment and appraisal. They do it all. They are a full-service tree care shop. That's Arborological Services, and I have one phone number for them now. Make note of the new number. It's a toll-free number anywhere. They're here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and you reach them by 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. On the web, it's arborological.com, Arborological Services. Let's go to Donna in Euless. I'm sorry, Donna is already helped. Mary in Maybank. Is it Maybank? Is that where you are, Mary?
Yes, I'm in Maybank.
Okay, all righty. How can I help you?
I live in a semi-rural area, and across the road from me is a monster trash commercial bin. I need a privacy hedge to hide it. And I would like, I think, to put in an L.E.R. Stevens, and I need to know about how far apart to create a privacy hedge.
All right. How tall a screen are you hoping to have, Mary?
Maybe 18 feet.
All right. What I always tell, and L.E.R. Stevens hollies can get that tall. What I always tell people with screening shrubs, and especially the hollies, is that you want to plant them two-thirds as far apart as they are tall, as they'll be growing tall, so you'd be at 12-foot spacings. If you go out there and plant an L.A.R. Stevens at 12-foot spacings, you're going to stand back and you're going to say, I don't believe I will bother to call Neil ever again, because they're going to look really lonely. But, you know, the problem is if you crowd them a lot closer together than that and let them get that tall, they will shade each other, and you'll end up with the plants not having any branches down at the bottom. How far away from your house will these be planted? Do you have a lot of room, or is it fairly close to the house?
No, it's a lot of room.
All right. Another plant that you might consider, and then another technique that you might consider. Another plant that you could use would be, I have a lot of ideas run through my head. Another plant you could use would be the standard eastern red cedar juniper that's native through your area, native to all of north central Texas. And you can plant those 20 or 22 feet apart. You'll get a privacy screen from them faster than you will from Nellie or Stevens hollies. And so if you plant them on 18 or 20-foot centers, and if you get 18 or 16 or 12-inch plants, I mean, small little transplants, that's the best way to get them. They grow very quickly if you water them, and they'll give you privacy probably faster than even if you bought big hollies. I like both plants very much. Now, either plant could be zigzagged. If you have enough horizontal space, you could zigzag these. I always use the analogy of a child making a fan out of a piece of paper. They never get them folded exactly right, and when you open it up, the pleats are different sizes. That's what I'm talking about with the zigzag, just at kind of a natural spacing, you know, a random spacing, so it looks a little more natural. You could do a curve where you have an arc coming across the front of your yard, so it doesn't look like you've just thrown up a big green wall out there. Only place that big green walls.
Yeah, I was planning on a curve.
Yeah, a curve would be great. I started to say only place big green walls look good is Boston, but that's all right at Fenway Park. But the other thing you could do would be live oaks or magnolias. Magnolias are fabulous. We were just down at the National Museum late yesterday afternoon, and the west side of that has a corridor of little gem magnolias that are magnificent, just glorious. So that's another possibility for you, and like I say, live oaks as well. So you have a lot of choices. It might be nice to do a landscape that would provide the screen rather than just a long straight row of one thing.
Okay, so I had thought about 8 feet apart. You think that's too close together?
Back to the Nellie R. Stevens by themselves?
Uh-huh.
I think I'd be way too close. I think you'd end up with denuded plants after they got that tall.
Yeah. Okay, so
I'm happy
like
with that. Yeah, I'm happy with the answer I gave you, all of it.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere in there's a very suitable thing. All right, I appreciate your call. All right, let's see. Let's go one more call before our break. We go to Penny in Forney. Penny, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just had a quick question. My son bought a house with a mature magnolia tree, and there's exposed roots, and was wondering how much dirt we can put, if any, over the exposed roots in order to plant ground cover.
All right. You can plant ground cover without adding any soil over the roots. You could plant English ivy. You could plant purple winter creeper euonymus. You could plant liriope between the roots as much as possible. You'll never outgrow the roots. You'll never outcover the roots. I guess that's what I'm saying. They're going to get bigger and bigger. This is not erosion. This is absolutely, totally, completely normal behavior for magnolia trees and live oaks. And everybody gets all concerned when they see the roots, and that's a normal thing. I'm sorry?
No, you see it all over town. There's exposed roots.
Absolutely normal. Yep. Absolutely normal, and so that's why people sometimes, also because they can't get any grass to grow in the shade of the magnolias, they will put a ground cover that just conceals the roots. You could even use, if it were mine, I would prioritize them this way. I would probably try to use liriope as a tall, non-vining ground cover, just a tall ground cover. You can blow the leaves out of it easily, although magnolia leaves are big and they tend not to hang up in ground cover, vining ground covers too badly. English ivy is very popular. If the area drains well, it would be a beautiful ground cover beneath the tree, but it has to have good drainage. Purple winter creeper euonymus, you don't see used that way very often. Again, I happened to see it yesterday at Nasher, right up against a shaded wall at Nasher, and it was very pretty. And so there's another option. I would do that, and those roots are glorious things. Everywhere you go, if you see mature trees, you're going to see their roots, and that's okay, absolutely okay.
Okay, one other quick question about that magnolia tree. Again, he bought the house just a few years ago, and it is a mature tree. Does he need to be concerned about the foundation with that, or has the foundation already established?
I think the latter would be my guess, but I'm not looking at the tree nor the foundation. I wouldn't know what was going on with the foundation if I was looking at it. How far is the trunk of the tree from the house?
It's probably 15, maybe 20 feet.
I would have a certified arborist look at it, not just a foundation person, a certified arborist who knows trees, foundation person knows foundations, get an answer between the two of them. If he's not seeing problems, I wouldn't worry about it. He could go out and probe to see if there are any major roots that are there. Sure, it's taking moisture, but all plants take moisture. Trees maybe worth about as much as the house is if it's a nice big magnolia tree. Excuse me, that was a rather editorial comment based without seeing any of it. But don't do anything to harm the tree, and don't put soil over it. You bet. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to try to reboot my computer because the call screen page has done something funky to it. I don't know what's happened. Let's tell you right now about Sunburst Shutters. How would that be? Good thing to talk about. Sunburst Shutters is a premier, the premier. Let's just make this a superlative commentary. The premier shutter manufacturer that I have ever seen. So I'm therefore going to say in the United States. I've been to, 48 of the states. I'm lacking Alaska, and I'm lacking South Dakota. And in all those states, I've never seen better. I haven't looked for shutters elsewhere, but I did here, and these people are great. These are made of polywood. It is a man-made product that is designed for low maintenance. How about all you have to do is dust it? That's it. It doesn't chip or warp or crack or peel. You can open them with your pinky finger. They're amazing. And they look like wood shutters, but from 18 inches away, you can't tell. They are far superior to wood shutters. Color fast. They're either white or off-white, or they can paint them for you in their paint booth after they get them made. Every opening in your house is measured. You don't call and say, I have 24 by 48 inch windows, and then they bring the shutters. No, because some of your windows will be 24 and an eighth, and some will be 24 and a quarter, and the shutters wouldn't fit the way they demand them to fit. These folks are perfectionists. Their shutters show it. Sunburst Shutters. Love these shutters. 2.5, 3.5, 4.5 inch widths. More importantly, my wife loves these shutters. Sunburst Shutters. Polywood Shutters by Sunburst, available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco, and their headquarters are right here in the Metroplex. They'll give you directions if you want to come see them. Better yet, they'll get your address and bring them to you. 214-343-2601, meaning bring samples to you. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Covington Nursery and Landscape Company, 18 acres of the finest plants for our area. They're bringing truckloads of fresh plants in every week. I was out at Covington's a couple of weeks ago with my grandson Joseph and with our dentist and helping him buy a tree, and then we stayed around and we loaded our truck. Oh, I love Covington's. Whether you need huge trees for shade, drought-tolerant plants, pretty shrubs, or ornamental trees to improve your home's curb appeal, you won't find a bigger or better selection than at Covington's. Covington's has received an enormous assortment of annual, perennial, and tropical flowers for eye-catching color in your yard. Many were grown at Covington's. Now through May 19, all their outdoor color bowls and hanging baskets are on sale. Buy one, get the second for half price. Through May 19, all of their color bowls and outdoor and hanging baskets on sale. Buy one, get the second for half price. Go to Covington's for everything you need to make your yard beautiful. They have all the accessories. They have all the plants. They have the people who understand and who can help you. They even have turnkey landscape installation if you're interested in that. Their entire inventory list of all the plants they have available is at covingtonnursery.com. You can even see what's in their half price house. These are beautiful plants. Just they got a deal. Passed it on to you. The half price house list at covingtonnursery.com. Independently owned and operated by my friends Joe and Gail Covington since 1972. 7 days a week. 972-475-5888. I guess I better tell you where they are. They're at 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north of State Highway 66. That's Lakeview Parkway in Rowlett. That's on the northbound access road, just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett. Open 7 days a week, covingtonnursery.com, 972-475-5888. Time to check in now with Doug Helton in the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Doug.
Hi there, Neil. Thank you very much. 55 degrees at 9:35. More control over a stubborn wildfire. Details after your first weather and traffic. The WBAP Weather in Touch forecast, mostly sunny and breezy today, a high near 70. Tonight, a few clouds. It will be cool again, a low of 52. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, a high of 76. 54 degrees at DFW Airport. Now, the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
In North Allis, watch for ongoing road work and possible lane closures on 635 LBJ east and westbound between 75 Central and I-35 East Stemmons. And in Grapevine, road work is scheduled on Highway 114 east and westbound at Highway 121. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Firefighters are now using a break in the weather to beat back a huge wildfire burning in the Southern California coastal mountains. Calmer winds and a big cool down have helped crews reach 60% containment. Flames have threatened thousands of homes, but only 15 have been damaged. President Obama says he will not comment on an Israeli airstrike in Syria that triggered a shipment of missiles believed to have been headed for the militant group Hezbollah. But he did tell Telemundo that Israel justifiably has to guard against the transfer of advanced weapons to terror organizations. Gasoline prices have started inching up again. They're up about a penny this week. The statewide average for a gallon of regular, $3.34. Again, look for a high today near 70. It's 55 degrees. From the 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Doug Helton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Lawn and Gardening Show next on WBAP.
The new voices of talk. Ben Ferguson.
House Democrats have said that global warming will drive women to prostitution. What are we going to do now?
And Chris Kroc.
It is a duty to show up at school. That's your duty at that age to go. That's what school is. It's not an option. So we should not be giving rewards for them doing what they're supposed to do.
Ben Ferguson, 9 till 11 each morning. Chris Kroc, 8 till midnight. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Our best poster offer ever. All four of our highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch posters and a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $71 value, only $34. The 100 best landscape plants for Texas, 100 best Texas annual flowers, and 120 best Texas perennials. All 120 crepe myrtles, complete details on every plant. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. 800-752-GROW.
You know why they call it spring? Because any minute your lawn's going to spring forth and grow like crazy. Be ready with a new Toro mower, built tough to last. See Richardson Saw and Lawn Mower today and get the total Toro treatment. Prices starting at just $299, you get expert advice, great selection, financing options, excellent warranties, and professional service. Toro is the choice of professionals, and Richardson Saw can help you get the professional look for your lawn, too. Call 972-235-2086 or go online at richardsonsaw.com. Richardson Saw, servicing what we sell.
Let me tell you right now about Bonide Infuse, and that's systemic lawn and landscape fungicide, Bonide.com. Do you want a picture-perfect lawn and landscape this year? Do you want to stop lawn and landscape diseases before they take over? Bonide makes that happen with Infuse Systemic Lawn and Landscape Disease Control. Infuse will control more than 30 diseases that you will find destroying your lawn or your landscape beds. Infuse prevents diseases from starting and controls diseases after they start. Bonide's Infuse is systemic, so it gets absorbed into the roots or the leaves of the plant so it can move throughout the entire plant to control the disease everywhere, not just where you've sprayed. It's available in the following convenient granular formulation for easy spreader applications. I'm sorry, there was a colon in there. It's available in the following convenient granular formula for easy spreader applications in a concentrate and in a ready-to-spray with a built-in applicator. Don't let diseases take your lawn or landscape over. Get Bonide Infuse today for a picture-perfect lawn and landscape. You'll find Bonide's Infuse at Center Chemical in Tyler, Rocamores Hardware in White House, and Circle C Farm and Ranch in Bullard. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid, or download it directly to your computer. That is Bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com, Bonide Infused Systemic Lawn and Landscape Fungicide.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Oh, Steve Hauser, what a great guy. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you very, very much. And we go back to our phone lines to Bob in Rio Vista. Bob, this is Neil. How can I help you? Hello, Bob? All right. Bob, be on about a 4, 3, 2, 1. We're in delay, Bob. Are you there?
Yeah, here I am.
All right. Yeah, I got to turn the radio off. How can I help you?
I just got a question. When do I need to start watching out for the spider mite to start hitting the tomato plants and the other garden vegetables?
Well, it was 38 this week, 39. I don't think it's imminent, but I would say probably within the next week or two you need to be watching. Doesn't take long to watch. The first thing that you will see will be the very tiny mottling. Folks, if you're not familiar with spider mite damage on tomatoes, they are the cause of the demise of most of our tomatoes by June, by mid to late June. They will cause pinpoint-sized tanned speckles on the leaves, and by the time you see webbing and dry leaves, it's too late to save the plants. They'll get every tomato plant if they're left unprotected, and a lot of times by that time, it's too late in the season for tomatoes to be productive anyway. But, Bob, early outbreaks on spider mites on tomatoes will show up probably in most years by late May. Early blight will show up in late May. Spider mites are normally a couple of weeks later. This year is just so abnormal, I don't know what's going to happen. Spider mites on beans will show up in May. Spider mites on junipers will show up in February and March, different mite. They're an amazing group of pests.
Yeah, should I go ahead within the next maybe few days, just go ahead and start spraying anyway as a preventive?
Well, you don't prevent spider mites. I really would suggest that you just wait until you see the damage.
Wait till I see them.
Yeah, and you have a 10 or 15 day takeoff on the things, your safe zone where you can control them before there's damage.
Yeah, between the wind and the cold right now, I can't tell. They look pretty bad anyway. So.
Yeah, that's not going to be from spider mites at this point.
Okay, well, I'll watch for them.
All right, attaboy. Gives you a hobby.
All right.
Appreciate your call. Let's go to Sarah in Denton. Sarah, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes.
I have about a 15, 20-year-old little redbud. I think it was an Oklahoma redbud. It's not a real big tree. Oh, maybe 15 feet at the most. And I noticed a little bit of deadwood last year, but this year there's a lot of deadwood in it, and underneath some of the flaking bark I've found a couple of holes. Are they susceptible to borers at all?
Yes, they are, and I will tell you that Oklahoma redbud is one that I had, and I had borers in mine. It is, I think, probably you'll find the red-headed wood borer. It makes a fairly small tunnel, maybe pencil lead in size.
Pencil size, yes.
Well, I'm talking about pencil lead. You may be seeing larger ones, and that's entirely possible. There are all kinds of borers. But, yeah, I have seen them get into Oklahoma redbud. I think probably into other redbuds as well, but because I had Oklahoma, I had two of them, and each of them had the borers. I'm a little more sensitive to that one.
Oh, well, because I know we don't have a good borer.
No, you're correct. There are lots of nice Oklahoma redbuds around. I don't think because you have Oklahoma redbuds, you're going to have borers 8 years later or 12 or 15 years later or whatever. So, I don't want people to feel doomed by that. But that does sound like a possibility. Borer damage you should see holes outside the bark, not just beneath the flaking bark. Have you seen some to the outside world?
Well, actually, it was just like where a branch had been cut off. I saw a couple of holes there.
That's probably where they got started, and they may have worked their way into the rest of the tree. Not at all. They don't get in a tunnel clear to the top of the tree or anything, but if you have a wound that doesn't heal properly, then borers can move into a tree that normally would not have had them. So that's a possibility. If you see tunnels in those areas, Let me try to make some sense of my answer. I'm rambling. If you see tunnels around a wound that didn't heal properly or a place that had been pruned, maybe you can get a supple wire, just a wire in a spool from the hardware store, and unroll 8 or 10 inches of it and send it into the tunnel. See if you can get rid of them that way. Sometimes you can. If there's nothing in the tunnel other than frass, then the borer has already exited and is out as a beetle somewhere flying, mating, laying eggs on some other tree.
These came out this year.
All right.
Now the growth on the end, sort of a reddish leaf.
Well, the other thing that I was going to say is that if they're doing damage to the tree in one specific area, one branch, and if that branch is in any way affiliated with where that damaged areas or where the prune was made and where you see the borers, then they're moving up that side. They've cut off the nutrient and water supply on that side of the trunk. And so it's common if you have a problem area on the northeast side of a tree trunk, then the branches on the northeast side will be impacted more than on the southwest side. And so sometimes it's not a life-threatening to the tree kind of a problem, but to that side of the tree it can be very disfiguring. I'm trying to help you. You may want to take photos to a Texas Master Certified Nurseryman or contact an arborist if the tree has that value. Oklahoma redbud should not have reddish cast to its leaves.
It's only on the tip growth.
All right. Then that would – and is it reddish or is it browned and dried?
Oh, no, it's new, supple growth.
All right, and that would indicate a nutrient deficiency just caused by the interruption of the tissues in the wood. I am making a lot of wild-eyed guesses, and I don't even have eyes on this tree. So,
All right.
You know, I can be trumped very easily by somebody who is seeing the tree and who appears to you to be smart.
Okay. Well, I guess it'd be a good idea to go on and prune the branches that are affected.
I would take photos into a good nursery.
Okay.
You have several good nurseries in Denton. I would take photos into them and ask them to give advice. You have a Callaway's. You have Four Seasons out on 380. Let them look at the photos and say, yep, that's what that looks like. Take photos close up of the damage, and then take photos of the tip of the tree itself. From a couple of different angles. 4 or 5 photos would be immensely helpful.
All right. Thank you, Neil.
You
appreciate
bet.
It.
Thanks for calling. All right. Let me go to Lee. Lee, I've got to get a break, and then we'll come back to you, Lee, in Plano. It is the wrap-up of the best poster deal we have ever offered. I don't know that I'll ever offer this one again. It has been so vastly successful. We have sold, I think we're into the thousands of posters now, beyond 1,000. I think we're in our second 1,000 of posters. It's really been, I mean, of each poster. You get all 4 of the posters that we have on the market, all 4 posters, and a subscription to my magazine for $34 and $3 postage for the posters. Normally the postage alone would be $8, but you pay just $3 for the postage. And the posters are even greater markdown. Okay, let me explain. Total price, $34 plus $3. The value is $71.95 because you're also getting a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word written just for Texas. So you get our magazine and you get the posters. These are full color 15 by 30 inch posters that really are graphs, charts, not graphs, charts. And they're kind of like the Cliff Note version of a chapter of my book. They tell you the 100 best landscape plants for Texas, the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. That's one of the posters in chart form, how tall, how wide, what growth form, the whole works. 100 best annual flowers for Texas, and it's broken out by cool season and by warm season annuals, by tropical annuals, and even by wildflowers. What months they bloom in, what colors they come in. 120 best perennials. And crepe myrtles, the complete variety list. All of this information on 15 by 30 inch full color heavy cardstock posters and a full year of our magazine. Satisfaction guaranteed. You must call before 11 today. This offer either goes away today or next week. It will not be extended. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Visit Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco and discover the power of perennials. You'll find an outstanding selection of tough, well-adapted native perennials, annual color, veggies, herbs, vines, roses, shrubs, and trees, from the ordinary to the hard-to-find plants. Shades of Green can help you get started in the right direction this spring. Shades of Green carries a wide selection of mulches, compost, fertilizers, and organic products to prepare your planting areas. For a perfect finishing touch, come see their selection of beautiful pottery, fountains, and unique garden accents. If you're looking for some planting ideas and suggestions, be sure to give Shades of Green a call and sign up for a design consultation with one of their in-house designers. Yes, it is still a great time to have trees planted. At Shades of Green, you can select from over 40 varieties of trees, planted and guaranteed. Fresh from their farm, they have beautiful Shantung maples, lacy oak, live oak, Chinese pistache, Mexican plum, and red buds. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com or stop by and visit them at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. That's Shades of Green in Frisco. For the right plant, right place.
Hi, I'm Christian, and I am a recovering addict. I started using drugs just before my high school freshman year. About the middle of the year, I started making the wrong friends. I started skipping school, and my grades started to decline. I just really couldn't handle the guilt, and I just had to tell my parents. I think the public sometimes tries to stereotype us kids at Serenity High, but in reality, we are just the normal kids of every day. We try our hardest to make it through life. We have troubles just like everybody else. Without Serenity High, I would probably still be using drugs, or in jail, or worse, dead. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org.
Thank you, Christian, very, very much. Let me tell you also, if you happen to be one of the people in town from the National Convention of Families Anonymous, a group that I love very dearly and attend every Tuesday. That's the school we were talking to you about yesterday, one of the students, one of the very grateful students and a wonderful school. If you are a parent or grandparent here in the Metroplex of a child who's been away to rehab, this might be just the perfect place for him or for her. It's the nation's only public high school that is totally devoted to kids in recovery from substance abuse of one form or another. They are already in recovery and they're trying to hang on to that and finish in a normal high school setting. And you hear the peace and serenity in the voices that we use here. That's just, in a younger guy's phrase, way cool. Let me tell you about Encore Electric Service Delivery right now. It is with great pleasure I tell you about these people because they are the people who bring power to your life. And without Encore, we'd be hurting pretty badly. They have 100,000 miles of power lines, and it's incumbent on all of us to maintain our landscapes in a responsible way, to know before you grow, to plant only trees that will stay away from the power lines. Oh, it's so sad to see trees that have to be flat-sided or V-grooved or topped because there are power lines around. If only the homeowner had thought ahead of time. By the way, before you trim your trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore for help and advice. 888-313-6862. 888-313-6862. Don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high-voltage power lines can act as conductors, and you can be seriously injured, even killed, if you make some kind of contact. If a tree is making contact, you're seeing smoke or fire or sparks, call 911. That's a true emergency, so call 911. Now, if you're going to go out and dig and you're afraid there might be underground utilities, power lines there, call 811 at least 2 business days before you start the digging or the trenching, and they will find them for you. For more information, go to Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com, Encore Electric Service Delivery. And we're back to our phone lines. We go to Lee in Plano. Lee, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Kramer scale.
Uh-huh.
According to your calendar, this is about the time to start to use it, and I can't remember what you said to use.
You use a product called Merit, and it is generically known as imacloprid, I-M-A-D-A-C-L-O-P-R-I-D.
Okay.
and it will be a drench that you can put on the soil, and it will be taken up through the plants, and it has shown to do a good job by A&M Research.
Just one application?
Mm-hmm. That's all that normally is needed. Some years are a lot worse with that scale than others, and we only have a 10-year history with it, so it's kind of hard to know for sure whether we have to treat each year. But for the time being, that's what I would recommend.
Okay, well, that's what I need to know. Thanks so much.
All right, let's go to Deborah in North Richland Hills. Deborah, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
Yes, I have. We bought a house with a flower bed, foundation planting that has full west sun exposure. And the plantings were in such bad shape. We've taken everything up, and we'd like to start over. I wanted to see what you would recommend in the evergreens that's low-growing, low-maintenance, and that will tolerate that full west sun exposure in the afternoon.
And when you say low-growing, what height are you talking about?
Well, I'd like to have varying heights from probably 12 to 18 inches up to 3.5 feet.
All right, let me just list some plants. This is not intended to be a landscape design, but just a possible inventory list. And I may leave one or two out. I'm just doing this while I look at the wall. My choices, I will get my choices out of the way first, probably would be some of the dwarf hollies because they are so very dependable. If it's a hot reflective wall and it's going to be right against it, I would not use Carissa holly, but out away from the wall, especially if it has some other greenery in front of it, behind it. Then Carissa is excellent, dwarf Yaupon is excellent, and dwarf Burford is the darkest green. It will get a full 3.5 feet high if you prune it only occasionally. Then you could use Tam juniper. I see a lot of people using
what
the various types.
Was that?
Tam, T-A-M. I see a lot of people using various types of rosemary, and I'm a little nervous about that because they're not winter hardy. Every winter, but they're worth trying. And then Japanese boxwood, one of the improved varieties, such as wintergreen or green luster. Those are good. There are some dwarf abelias that would hold up, and nandinas would certainly hold up. My choice in nandinas at that height would be Harbor Dwarf or Harbor Bell, you could also use compact nandina and keep it fairly short. I'm up against the newscast, so I've got to run, but those would be the good starting points, and I think you'll find some really great plants in that bunch.
Okay,
folks, we will be back with one more hour. If you're on hold, please stay with me. We're going to break right now, just partway into our music here, and we'll be back.